Good morning. We continue Chayon B'Klal, Samach Vav, Baron Luni, Sigmund Hay. The Chimroi, the Chalodim, Lafrishim, and the Worm, Shemiron, the Chameroi. This idea of stopping a child applies to Baron the Chameroi, that other people should stop the child, not only the parents, but other people as well, that should stop the child from doing Baron the Chameroi. Kagon al Ganabis, al Nizokim, that the child is stealing, the child is damaging others in some way. Well, our concern is that if necessary, we can stop the child through the process of hitting them. Okay? So this thing is not limited to the parents. This applies to all adults. Katan Shaganov, a child stole. If the item is still intact, hasn't been sold, or hasn't been consumed, hasn't been broken, so it's not their item, they have to give it back. So that's not a question of a punishment. They're not kind of a punishment, they're children. It's a question simply that this item is not theirs, so we take the item away from them and give it back to the owner. However, if he made it, and if the item is no longer intact, so in Dini Olam, the child is not chayiv to pay. The person is a ganav, and they steal something, and the item is intact. They return the item. If the item is in some way is not intact anymore, it's no longer kainsha goes out. So the person is required to pay money instead. So katan does not have a king of tashlumin. However, when the child becomes a gadol, it's appropriate for the child to be lotzi de shemayim and reimburse. It's not a key of parent, it's a key of the child when the child becomes a gadol. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if the damage that the child did was an indirect damage. It wasn't, it has directly something that was garmit. So it's a chiyuv of grama, which we hold the person responsible for. So a child will have that same that din of garmi that he should pay, the same way an adult has a chiyuv to pay for garmi. Mirabanon. So a child who becomes an adult, what's it? They should mind me, should be paying. Okay, now I do want to point out, what is the chiyuv of the parent to pay for the damage that the child has done? So, the parent has no chiyuv to pay for the damage the child has done. So, the child is playing with the ball and knocks the ball through the neighbor's window. The person has no chiyuv to pay for the window. It's a chiyuv of the child. The child is not chayiv. So the adult didn't do it, the child did it. The child has no money to pay from. He's not chayiv to pay. So that's it. If a person's animal is mazik, this person's chayiv for the damages which his animal has wrought. That's the parsha, the Torah parsha Mishpatim. The Torah talks about Nezikin. The person creates a fire and the fire is mazik. The person digs a boar and the boar is mazik. A person's animal goes and eats or tramples or gores. So the Torah says the person's chayiv to pay for the damages that the animal has wrought. So this is somewhat contrary to the thought process of modern America, where most people will say, well, my child knocked a ball through the neighbor's window, I need to pay for it. Whereas some people might say, my animal did it. What do you want? Just an animal. Why should I have to pay for this? So that's mamish, the opposite. There's a halacha. Person mechuyav to pay for the damage that his animal does. He's not mechuyav to pay for the damage that his child does. Chenim hika aviv ve'imoy oshos shavayis bekatnusa yitayim shikabel al eizadam in the tshuva. Child has done an aveira when he was young. So even we're saying that it doesn't have a full status of an aveira, that's why we're not mechuyav to stop him from doing it. There's an element of Ben Amal Chaveroi, right? so that he was mocking somebody, etc. So he should do tshuva when he becomes a gadol. There's not a kliyat tashlumah necessarily. The person has a kliyat, but do some type of tshuva, some type of kapora. Even there was no understanding, there was no one, the child was before the age of das, but this is considered nefesh lo toiv, the fact that he's done these things. Therefore, the child should do some form of tshuva as the child becomes an adult. Have a good day.